Welcome once again to Circulus, a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign, and with me, in this mostly empty room, is the Abyss. And I will stare into the Abyss, and the Abyss is staring back at me. Oh wait, no, that's not the Abyss. Those are our players for the day. Oh, I'm totally screwing this up. Okay, yeah. I got two people with me today. One of them is Tom. Tom, who are you playing?
I am playing Punkarum Darkstone, the illustrious gnome barbarian.
Illustrious Grandmaster, or...?
He's not quite there yet. He's at about 75%.
Okay. You just gotta keep finding those items.
Exactly.
Mats for where you create it and you get go up by 5 levels.
That's right.
Over and over again, because that's how you level professions. And we also have Akari/Chris. Chris, who are you playing?
I'm playing Vexaron Selvar, the half-elf ranger who is going stir-crazy because no sunlight, no trees.
No sunlight, no trees. Make Vex go something, something.
Yeah.
All right. And Tom, you're online. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Bolthra, B-O-L-T-H-R-A.
And Akari, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Akari_Mag, or on my podcast, which is Azeroth Coast to Coast, and our website is azerothctc.com.
And no one else could make it because of real life stuff. So we wish them best, but let's move on.
Priorities, people.
Real life is a valid priority, and I will not fault anyone who can't make it.
I know. I'm just
granted,
a big
I'm not getting XP for this.
Yeah, we'll get all the XP.
You'll soak it up like a sponge. They'll come back next week and you'll be like level 10. Okay, how about we get started? So, in our last session, the party had just exited the salt mines into another cave that had been the salt mine before they mined the whole thing out. This is a very large, I don't want to say structure because it's literally a hole in the ground. So there's still no sky above. It's cave ceiling that's fairly high up, but no sun, no sky, no stars, no trees because they don't grow down here. Some mushrooms, but it's not the same. And you're still feeling some tremors. But they're much fainter in this area than when you were down in the salt mines. There are structures laid out in front of you in nice, orderly, grid-like patterns like how you would normally build a town if there was any kind of planning involved. There aren't a whole lot of people out on the streets, but they do have lanterns spaced at regular intervals. So the one party member that doesn't have dark vision doesn't need to keep casting his light cantrip over and over again. You are very tired. You are soaking wet. You are covered in salt. What do you do?
I think it's time for Ponk's monthly bath.
I want to sleep.
Are you going to do that thing where you just, like, lay down face first on the ground and say, long rest now?
Bath first, then long rest.
Is there an inn we can find?
You don't know. You've never been here before. Think you remember Ed saying something about how there was a saloon in town.
Let's go to the saloon.
Lead the way.
I'm sure they'll love a surly gnome walking in. So.
It is a mining town.
Okay.
Although, yeah, might be. Although you haven't seen any non-humans in town. This is interesting because, Akari, you logged in a little late for our first session in Oregano.
Yes.
So the only players that were not AFK the last time the party was in Organo. None of them are here.
Yep.
This amuses me somewhat.
Time to break stuff.
A lot of stuff got broken during that session, yes. Things were broken, rocks fell, people died. Okay, so you are able to stop someone on the street and ask for directions. They're kind of shocked to see you because they don't get a lot of visitors here. The main visitor they tend to get is Ed with his train, and they do a sizable amount of trade with him. So everyone knows Ed. So when you say that you came with Ed, they get the idea. But they are able to direct you to the inn very easily. It is called the Penne Pincher Saloon.
Okay.
And it is set up like an Old West saloon. So
I can walk under the swinging doors then?
You can try, but you will have to duck just a little bit. It's sort of like if you ever go to a party where they have stuff hanging from the ceiling and it's just low enough that if you walk under it, it smacks you in the forehead.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're lazy, so you just walk under it anyway, so it will smack you in the forehead. You can open up the swinging doors with your forehead, if you so choose.
Okay. I will open them.
So you lift your little hands up and push them open.
Yeah, isn't that adorable?
There is someone playing a piano in the corner.
Oh, good. He gets shot first.
You don't have a gun.
My friend has a bow.
And a dagger.
Okay.
Okay. But picture the typical Western saloon. Mm-hmm. That's what you see. There is a blonde woman behind the bar who is serving drinks. This doesn't appear to be a very talkative location.
My kind of place.
It's not very raucous. There are people who are drinking, but they don't tend to be like rowdy drinkers. Also,
we're kind of tired.
Both of you give me a perception check.
Okay. Uh, 13.
21.
Okay, so in the typical fantasy setting, if you go to a bar, they're going to be drinking some type of ale, usually.
Mm-hmm.
In a Western, they would be drinking beer.
Or sarsaparilla.
Or sarsaparilla, I guess. Punk, I'm going to say with your 13, you don't notice this because as a gnome, you're kind of short, so it's a little bit harder for you to see over the tables.
Yeah.
Vex, with the extra height that you have on Punk, you notice that they're not serving any of these beverages that we have mentioned. They are all drinking wine.
Oh.
Wine is fine, but...
Can I walk up to the barmaid?
Okay, so you walk up to the woman behind the bar. Mm-hmm. And you see a sign that's directly behind her that says the name of the saloon, the Penne Pincher Saloon. Mm-hmm. And it says Parm E. Jean, proprietor. And there's a drawing of the person you're about to talk to.
It says, what? Parm E. Jean, proprietor.
This is not very funny.
I am going to burn this town to the ground. Oh,
she held to a match. Cheese.
Excuse me, darling.
Yes, can I help you?
Can I get your two of your strongest alcoholic beverages, please?
She looks a bit pensive and says, just a moment. And she turns around and you know how in a typical saloon in a Western that they'll have like just rows of bottles of various things behind the barkeeper, the innkeeper. Mm-hmm. They're all the same type of wine, pretty much. So it's the equivalent of like in a cartoon where someone who wears the same outfit in all the episodes goes to their closet, they open it up, and you just see the same outfit hanging everywhere.
George does. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Found the guy.
So she goes down the row, and since she goes under the bar at one end, and she pulls up an old bottle that it has about a good half inch of dust on it, and goes, blows the dust off. This might work. She sets the bottle on the counter. How many glasses?
Can I get two glasses and a bowl?
She looks over the counter as she sees Shepherd. Oh, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Shepherd's just too tired and he's just sitting there.
Shepherd looks at you. And he looks back at her. He looks at you. He looks back at her. The expression sort of says, I thought I was the good boy. Am I the good boy?
You're the good boy, honey. Just go back. Just go back. Just...
He licks your face. Okay, she hands you the bottle, two glasses, a bowl, and says, that'll be 10 gold.
I give her 10 gold.
Okay. And I'm going to assume that the rest of the party members who are here in spirit all do whatever they need to do. Ari, I'm just going to say for the sake of moving the plot forward, Ari makes arrangements, so you're going to have some rooms upstairs.
Cool.
No one is staying in these rooms or has stayed in these rooms for a while because they don't get a lot of company here. So... They're a bit musty, but if you need a place to stay, you've got it.
All right.
And at that point, everyone who's not physically in this Discord channel, that wouldn't be physical, would it? But never mind about that. Goes up and collapses.
So we didn't even drink anything.
No, they didn't. We're still here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not NPC botting. The people who aren't here anymore. So far as in-game content's concerned, they are taking their long rest now.
Gotcha. Okay. Tonk is tired.
I say we down these and let Shepherd drink, and then we sleep.
Pour me something out of the bottle.
I pour the two glasses and fill the rest with into the bowl.
I smell it first.
I down it. Check on
it. It smells like bourbon.
Okay, I just flat out down it before you even sip it.
I just want to make sure it wasn't that gnomish rocket fuel.
No. no, there are some torches. Not torches. There's some lanterns in here, so you have a feeling that if it was the Gear Grinder special...
okay.
Vex Everyone might be would getting be his wish in regards to the town burning to the ground.
You want to make sure what it was.
Both of you give me another perception check, but at disadvantage because you are now drinking some high quality bourbon.
Four.
Plus 5, so 7.
And how about Punk?
4.
Okay. You notice that bourbon is... you should probably be drinking that out of a shot glass as opposed to a wine glass.
Yeah.
But at this point, you've already had a glass each, so you're not caring as much.
Taking the edge off.
Why do we never have days that are just easy?
Yeah, adventurer's life. Glance around at my fellow customers. Anybody looks particularly interesting?
With a perception check of 4? No.
It's worth a shot.
Maybe we sleep.
Give me a constitution save for Shepard.
Shepard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think you would want to get into water, not
to a wolf.
Yeah, exactly.
In fairness, his con save is +4.
There are dwarves that don't have as high a constitution.
That was a natural one.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Shepard is laid out.
Oh, puppy.
The good news is he's a happy drunk.
He loves you.
You want to help me get him upstairs?
Yeah. I'll pick up Shepard and carry him.
Which end do you pick up?
I think I'm strong enough to carry the whole thing.
He's strong enough to carry all of
it. It's not a matter of strength. It's a matter of size differential. There's some.
Oh, yeah, because you can ride Shepard. You're not going to be able to pick him up.
Carry him over my head with my arms up?
The paws will scrape across the ground on either side of you.
You know what? It'll be easier if you take his head, go up,
Sort
of backwards. I'll take the butt. It'll be easier for you, gradient boys.
Thought it was a fantasy game. So.
We'll do it that way.
All right.
It's a fantasy game, but there's limits to the fantasy.
Okay.
Also, if you were carrying him over your head, chances are you'd be carrying him lengthwise, which wouldn't make it through the door very well.
For a puppy.
Okay, so you go up to your rooms and call it a night and get your long rest so you get all your spells back.
Yay.
Woo! My god, I had nothing.
And Punk gets all of his spells back, too.
Oh, good. I was concerned.
You get your rages back?
I get my rages back, though, yeah. So
You are now able to be angry again.
All you need is some Titan Stone Gauntlets, and then you can cast spells.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Okay, so in the morning, you're assuming it's morning. They're not really...
Yeah, we can't tell. Yeah. When we wake up.
Well, we would know it's morning. Do I get my charges back?
Yeah, but there's no sun.
Because that only comes back at dawn, but it automatically comes back at dawn.
You don't know if it's dawn. You pull something out of the bag.
Damn, okay.
Okay, so when you wake up, Ari apparently got up before you. He was interested in seeing if he could find some place where he could sell some things that you picked up in the salt mines. And Meepo, of course, goes off following him.
Okay.
I haven't decided. I don't know what Obame does. Obame does something, but he wanders off on his own.
Obame prays in his room all day.
Yeah.
He could do that. Fenix goes off looking for justice because he is concerned about justice. He doesn't know if justice was caught in the cave-in that sent you all down into the salt mines below, but he's very concerned for justice's well-being, so he goes off looking for justice. While there are light sources in this cave, they're not that bright. And Justice, as a bird of prey, has specialized vision, which is great for distance, but not great for nighttime. So, would be flying blind. So he heads off, starting to look through the cemetery for Justice.
Well, Lady Justice is blind, so.
That is, I like that. I like that.
It's kind of deep, actually.
Yeah, I know, right? I was going to say something witty to follow up with that, but I got nothing. That's just good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do the two of you do?
Honk will probably be hungry when he gets up.
How's Shepard? Is he hungover?
Yeah, Vex's got to be hungover as hell.
No, Vex is fine with Shepard.
Not so little, because he's a full-grown wolf, but he has his paws on top of his head, right above his eyes. His eyes are closed, and he's just whimpering.
Well, I did it to you, Ben. Can I just bang on the nightstand? Morning, buddy.
You're the one
who got him drunk.
And now you're going to mess with his hangover.
I am in another room, correct?
Yeah, there were plenty of rooms because no one else was renting them.
Then let the wolf rage on him.
I do this to my real life friends when they're drunk and hungover.
Shepard trusted you.
Yeah. And everyone says Ponk is the bad guy in this story.
Okay, well, this might come back to bite you, just saying.
I pat him and I hug him.
Because the pun is always intended, but it's... I stand by my statement.
I pat him and hug him. It's just a little banner.
He whimpers some more.
Oh, puppy.
He's looking for the D&D version of Tylenol. So.
We'll get you some food in your stomach.
You don't give Tylenol to dogs. You shouldn't give alcohol to dogs either, actually. People do it, but they shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's only slightly less dangerous than chocolate. Maybe more, actually. I forget.
I think chocolate just gives them diarrhea, doesn't it?
No, chocolate can't kill them.
Oh, can it? Okay.
Yeah, it affects their heart rate.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go downstairs, and they don't have much to eat at the saloon. You notice that even this morning, the clientele are all drinking wine. It's a different group than you saw last night, that you can tell. You were drinking bourbon out of a wine glass, so you're not entirely sure. But they're still drinking wine, and Parm doesn't have a whole lot in regards to food, but she goes through her storeroom and whips up some type of gruel or something. It's edible.
Oh, great.
It sort of fills your stomach, but it's very bland and tasteless.
Or could we ask if there's somewhere else to eat in this place? Or is that about it?
Afraid not, honey.
God. No eggs or anything?
Don't have a lot of chickens.
Yeah, all right. I would order Shepherd a dog, you know, a drink, you know, hair of the dog, but I think he'd be interested.
No, rather than feeding him this,
can we get him a bowl of water, please?
I give him some of my rations.
I appreciate that I'm not the one who used that pun.
I give him some of my rations.
You give him some of your rations.
Rather than making him eat this slop. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I will eat the slop.
We eat the slop, the dog eats the jerky. That's how it goes.
He still whimpers. It was a struggle to get him to come out of the room. He doesn't really want to go anywhere.
Was it imitation brand gruel?
It may have been.
I don't know if you caught my Simpsons reference.
Oh no, I got the
reference. I got it.
9 out of 10 orphans can't tell the difference or something.
Well, if it was imitation brand gruel, it expired some time ago.
I think I'd almost rather have wine at this point.
I think I'd almost rather eat dust.
Yeah, can I take another perception look, perception roll at the clientele?
Oh, go ahead. You're all sober now, so go ahead. You can both give me another perception.
20 natural.
16.
Okay. Well, that is good enough for both of you. Ponk's going to notice a bit more, and I'll get to that in a little bit. This is definitely a different set of clientele than was in here last night. They're interchangeable. They're all dressed in the same type of clothing, fashion-wise. It's what you'd expect to see in a mining town. In regards to clothing, you're not seeing anyone that's just really fancy. Parm is kind of fancy dressed, just a little bit, but not really.
Hellabilly Fancer.
She's wearing a very nice blouse.
Hellabilly Fancer.
They're all human. There's a wide variety of ethnicity represented. Those that would be considered to be Caucasian are incredibly pale, like they haven't seen the sun in a very long time. Go figure.
My people.
However, several of them, not all of them, but maybe two or three, and at this time of day, there's not a whole lot of clientele here. There might be, I would say 10 would be the maximum number of people you see in here right now. But three or four of them don't look so good. Like they're coming down with something. They're sweating a bit. They've got a bit of a tremor in their hand. Little things like that.
Is this what I noticed, but he doesn't, or?
Vex, you get the sense that something's up, like there are some people that are keeping to themselves a bit more, even from the other townsfolk. Ponk, you notice that there are people that seem to be under the weather. You also notice that Parm doesn't look so good either, but she doesn't seem to be as affected.
I think these people are sick, and we probably ought to pay up or whatever we need to do and get out of here.
Okay.
Is there any way for me to do a medicine check on Parm without her really noticing I'm doing anything, or?
I would say at disadvantage. Minimum at disadvantage. Because you can only go by what you observe. You're not like checking for a pulse or anything. She would notice so, that.
By observing, that's fine. Disadvantage would be a 5.
Best you can tell is maybe she didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, these people are sweating. They look like they might have a fever.
Parm is wearing makeup, you can tell. So visible signs, like if there were bags under her eyes and whatnot, you wouldn't be able to notice.
Question for the DM, because this is something that I've been meaning to, I keep forgetting to ask. Obviously not native of Circulus. Do I know anything about what the people of this land think about elves in general? Racists, so much.
In your travels, you encountered a significant number of humans, and you've picked up some of the history of Circulus.
Okay.
Up until 1,000 years ago, elves and all sentient, non-human races were basically treated as slaves.
Okay.
But 1,000 years ago, the various races that weren't human rose up and overthrew the empire that was doing all this. Since then, Circulus is a big place, and there have been a lot of changes. There are some places where the races look at each other as a lot more equal. There's some places where it's kind of like the bad parts of the southern states in the U.S., where they lost, but they're not happy about it, and they'll take it out on people. So there isn't one answer to that. There's some places where it's fine, and there's some places where it's not fine. However, you do know that there's almost no half-elves.
Okay.
I don't think you've run into a half-elf since you came.
So, that being the case, that primarily human, yes? In this area right now?
You have not seen any non-humans outside of your party.
Okay. Can I just put my hood up to hide my ears?
You can do that.
Pass as a human, I might as well.
Can we wake up the rest of the party?
Oh, the rest of the party's already gone.
Good. I'd like to suggest that we take off from here.
I would agree.
And if we are able to leave the caves and get out to the sunlight world.
It's been so freaking long. What was our actual objective for coming here? I'm checking my notes.
Near as you can tell, it's that large crystal. You came here because there was something here that was some type of focus that involved travel between worlds. And the device that you got from Fiddle Punch was basically I want to say it's a tracking device, but it was a tracking device in the sense that it would tell you if you were getting warmer or colder.
Solid red, really close, flashing red, run.
Yes. And it is solid red, and it's never stopped buzzing since you got the crystal.
Okay. But it's not flashing.
It's not flashing. Yeah.
Well, then, in fairness, the crystal is in a pocket dimension.
Oh, it's true.
This is true. Actually, you know what? In that case, I'm going to say it is not. It's not shining red anymore. Once you sealed up your portable hole, it stopped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have what we came here for.
You have what you came here for.
Okay, then. Do we know, off the top of our heads, when Edwin will be back?
Oh, he's still in town.
He's still in town.
Yeah.
Okay, then we might need to use his fabulous multi-level transportation service.
Yeah.
I took notes.
The train thing.
The train thing.
Yes. The name of the
Which
train.
He's so not happy we called him called that train. He's not like that.
It's so much more than a train.
Gnomes can be oversensitive.
So how about we go and find Edwin?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not hard to find him because the train is right where you left it. There's a significant number of crates that are stacked up just outside of it. And there are two engines for the train, one in the front, one in the back. And the one that was in the back on your way here, which your best guess is going to be in the front on your way back, if that makes sense, because there's no place for this train to turn around, is currently jacked up, and you see two little legs sticking out from underneath it, and a variety of tools laying down around. Ed, who happens to be underneath the train working on something.
What can I do for you?
Wait, that's the wrong voice. Let me try that again.
That's the wrong voice.
What can I do for you?
Hello, Edwin.
Oh, hi. Vax, was it?
Vex.
Vex, sorry. In my defense, we haven't talked much.
No, we have not.
Hey, could you hand me the arc light
screwdriver. And he's reaching for something that you would not be able to identify as anything other than it's the thing he's reaching for.
I pick up what it looks like he's reaching for and hand it to him.
Oh, thanks. He takes it underneath and you hear some more mechanical noises and you hear what sounds to be a electrical discharge and a muffled scream. Ooh, I'm going to feel that tomorrow. Okay, what can I do for you?
We're wondering when your train will be heading back to Watson.
I don't go to Watson. Nope, there's no tracks there.
Not Watson. The other one. I don't know. That's it.
Yeah. I can probably get back there tomorrow. When that tremor happened in the cemetery, it damaged the train a little bit. I'm trying to fix it.
Any idea what caused that tremor?
Best guess? All the ground falling out from underneath you. Glad you survived, by the way.
Thanks. So, airlift tomorrow.
If I sound just a little insensitive, it's because if I move my left hand at all, this train is going to explode. So, sorry, I'm not coming up to shake your hands or anything.
It's fine.
That's fine. We're not really touchy people anyway.
Neither am I, unless we're arm wrestling. Oh, did the Dragonborn make it out okay?
Yes. You haven't seen an eagle flying around at all, have you?
I think I heard something in the cemetery, but I could be wrong.
Thanks. Earliest tomorrow to get out of here, yes?
Unless someone helps me with a mending spell or five, yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Let's go get Obain. That might speed things up.
Yeah.
Okay. Both of you give me an investigation check, because Obain wandered off.
Oh, I thought he was praying. Okay.
3.
15.
Okay, you do manage to find Obain. He is talking with Sheriff Dente. They are actually at the sheriff's office. That's where you find him.
Okay.
And Obain introduces you. You've met before very briefly. And Obain reminds you that right before the whole cave-in thing, Sheriff Dente was initially telling the party about how there had been a bunch of suspicious deaths recently due to poisoning. And Obain was thinking that maybe the party could do something to help.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, say the sheriff.
Yeah. So some of the people over...
Some pretty sick... Yeah, there's pretty sick people in there.
In the penny pincher.
And they were all drinking just wine.
Yeah, it's kind of a cultural thing. Some places like beer, we tend to drink wine.
Can I insight check him? Actually.
What's that?
Can I insight check him?
Go ahead.
That was way too. Insight. Where is Insight? Insight is plus 2, 15.
Okay. Well, some of this information is from like a month ago.
Okay.
In real time, not game time. So,
yep.
Just to rehash, at the
but for time, us it's new.
Yeah, at the time you met Sheriff Dente, it was his first day on the job. He was at deputy for years, you can tell from the journal that you found from Sheriff Craig. He was a deputy for years under Sheriff Craig, but he was never really in a position where he was the sheriff, and now he's been thrust into this position very quickly with no one to look up to at all. And just from appearances, he looks to be a little on the young side. Like, maybe early 20s.
When he started,
he was probably a teenager, based on how long the journal said he'd been a deputy. I'm sorry, I talked over you. What was that?
No, that's my fault. Could I make a deception check?
So you want to lie to him? Okay. Give me a roll tell me what you want to say.
No, I thought that was to see if someone is lying.
No, that's insight.
The insight.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
You can do an insight check, sure, if you want.
What did you get, Akar?
I got a 15.
I'm not going to bother. So, well, then I'm going to strongly suggest that you go over there and check some things out, because there's definitely some people who are sick over there.
Did you say you had some of the wine here?
Yeah, we all have a few bottles at home. It's just we tend to go to the saloon because it's a social thing. It's nice to hang out with other people and not be breathing a whole bunch of salt in the mines, you know.
Well, let me see the wine. Have a seat,
yeah.
Relax.
Oh, sure. Let me just get some.
Calm down, boy.
You have never seen him not stutter, and I know I'm using double negative, but this seems to be his default setting.
Yeah.
So he opens up a bottom drawer in his desk and pulls out a mostly finished bottle of wine and sets it down. Here you go. I don't have a glass.
Is there any kind of label on it or anything?
I take the wine, yeah.
Okay, so the label on it says Dorn Vineyards. And there is a picture of a washboard on it as their logo. And there's some like little flowers going around the outer edge of the label and everything. And gives the vintage. And it's a fairly recent vintage. It's not really that old. But there doesn't seem to be anything that interesting about the bottle itself, other than you haven't heard of Dorn Vineyards before.
Yeah.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Go on.
So any idea? I was saying to Dente, any idea where this Dorn Vineyards is?
Not really. Ed found them, and he brings us the bottles with his normal shipments of supplies when he comes to take our crates of salt to I don't know for selling to merchants and stuff.
Interesting.
Okay. We'll speak to Ed. Can I pop the cork and have a sniff?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Do you need a check?
Yes.
Nature.
That's a good question, because wine by itself isn't found in nature. I almost want to say Arcana, because it's sort of like potions stuff,
yeah,
because it's wine, so therefore there is a process for it, although it's not.
Where's
really
Ari when you need him?
You know, go ahead and give me an Arcana check, because that's the closest we can get to wine sampling.
Blue dice for Arcana. Natural 3.
There's an alcoholic content to it.
Mm-hmm. May I try?
Yeah, what do you sniff?
17.
Yes! The barbarian does barren magic.
You take a little, you take a sniff, then you put a little bit in your mouth and you swish it around and you spit it into a
You should have been Path of the Zealot.
Yeah.
It's got a lovely bouquet. No. It's definitely wine, but your best guess is it has some additives to it. It doesn't taste like it's got poisonous. It's not, it doesn't taste poisonous. No more than wine would normally be. It's not the material. It's the dosage. It does have an aftertaste that's kind of like iron.
Oh no, we never said anything about this.
No, I just tasted it. Then.
Okay, you're tasting it. Okay, you do you, Bill.
The barbarian goes to check out the wine. I assume he's taking a swig.
Exactly, he would be. Yeah, he would. You city slickers can do it your way. So.
It's like when you watch a cop show and they always take a finger and dip it in the unknown substance and then put it in their mouth. Cop actually
does
that.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's a
druid thing. That's what druids do to test stuff. I ain't no druid.
Yep, this is the real thing.
You'd be making saves against poison on a regular basis if you did that.
Yeah.
It tastes like iocane powder. Ugh.
So there's something definitely funky with this this wine. Sheriff Dente, I suggest you don't drink this anymore.
I've been drinking this bottle for several weeks, actually. I feel fine.
You might want to switch to water.
Give me a perception check.
Yeah.
Both of us?
Go ahead.
11.
Natural 3.
Okay.
You are going in dice chill.
Sheriff
First Dente, dice chill of the night.
Sheriff Dente, other than being... other than apparently needing to see a speech pathologist to help him with his stuttering problem, doesn't look sick at all. He says he's fine. And he doesn't notice anything off with the taste for the wine. I'm not going to continue doing the stuttering thing right now.
That's
but
fine.
Basically... The iron aftertaste is just something natural with that particular vintage where they grow their grapes, apparently. The soil has a very high iron content and it goes into the wine.
I'd like to actually go back to the saloon and ask the proprietor some questions.
Okay.
Parm?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just let me know when we're there. If there's anything else we got to do here.
Before we go, I would like to ask Obin to go and help Ed with the...
Yeah.
With the train. Try and mend what he
You
needs.
Had him at mending.
I figured I would.
It's a shame. The only time he's going to get to use that spell is when he's...
He's not actually here.
Along the way there, I want to... mention. I want to ask her, did they recently switch wine? Are they using a brand of wine that they hadn't used before? They just recently started using it.
Ooh, nice.
So basically once we get there to the saloon, pull myself up on a bar stool so I can see her, wave her over. Hi, remember us?
Sure I do. You were here about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Had a question for you. This wine you're serving, is it new you're serving or is it, you know, something you had for a long time?
Honey, I've been serving this wine for as long as this town has been here.
This particular brand?
Yeah. Locals seem to like it.
Anybody seem like they're maybe kind of sick or anything in here? Take a look around.
A few of us are a little under the weather, colds and stuff, but...
When did that start?
When did people start getting colds? It comes and goes.
Yeah, but on this scale, pretty much everyone in here looks like they're sick.
Yeah.
At the time that you were noticing this during breakfast... by the way, there's a different group of people in here than were before. The people who were in here when
Everyone
we were having
here.
Breakfast finished their drinks and left.
In 10 minutes?
I'll rephrase it then.
What's this?
In 10 minutes, they turned over?
You don't know how long they've been there when you came downstairs for breakfast.
Okay. I'll rephrase then. Everyone that was in here when we were having breakfast, they all seemed sick.
A few of them looked under the weather, but most of them were fine. And if you'll notice what I said, the numbers I gave, it wasn't all of them. It was a few of them. If you want to exaggerate, you can exaggerate, but she's going to call you on it. Look, let me guess. You're adventurers, right?
Yeah.
No.
She looks at you the way that your mom looked at you when you said you hadn't stolen any sweets. And you had a
Vex was a good kid.
I wasn't.
Vex was a good kid.
Okay, so she looks at you the way you would imagine your mom would look at you if she caught you in a lie. You're dressed in leather armor, carrying a bow, and you came in here with a very large wolf companion. I know
he's my puppy.
And he's a good boy, I know. That said, it's only a natural. You're adventurers, you're new in town, you find out there's been some suspicious deaths, so you decide to go and investigate and try to solve the mystery. Am I right?
So what you're saying is mind our own business.
No, I'm not saying that. Please, by all means, solve the mystery. However, let me catch you up to speed. Our old sheriff, I believe you've been told about him already, Craig Bronzehammer?
Yes.
Sweet guy. He thought about the wine angle, too. He investigated. He opened half of my bottles. It wasn't the wine. If it was the wine, we'd have more people getting sick.
What do you think it is?
Beats me. Might
Can I
insight
check
assault,
that?
To be honest.
Can I insight check her?
Go ahead.
Insight is a plus 2, 21.
You don't trust her further than you can throw her.
The bar's full?
There's maybe... I'm actually going to roll to see how many patrons are in here right now. It is after the breakfast rush. So...
But they don't serve food.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
Rocks are going to fall. Five people.
And there's no one playing the piano right now. I know.
I'm still picturing Punk getting slid down the bar at some point, so. That's only when we start the fight.
Punk, let's go see if we can help Ed with that train.
All right. Thank you. Just walk out.
We leave.
Okay, she says her goodbye.
When we're outside, out of earshot of her, she's lying.
Yeah, and she isn't going to tell us anything else from it. So the only thing we know is wine.
I suggest a little stakeout.
Yeah, they don't serve food, so it doesn't seem like there's anything else coming in there. That's the only... And that's about the only place in town to drink anything, right? And that's, is it kind of like, they also kind of like, is there a general store or anything?
There's a general store, yeah.
We haven't checked that yet. Because apparently people need to eat something. I mean, they don't just drink wine all day, so.
She's our only lead at the moment. I would say let's watch the bar. till it's empty. Once it's empty,
okay,
we go in and have a real chat with her.
Okay. You probably have more intimidation than I do. So.
Okay. We have a vicious wolf with us. I think we have enough intimidation.
Okay.
What are your passive perceptions?
15.
10.
Okay. You know what, Punk? I'm going to give it to you anyway, just because you're a deep gnome, and therefore you know a lot about tunnels. You both feel another tremor. It's faint. The average person probably wouldn't notice it, but you noticed it.
Is it coming from above us, below us, below? Okay.
But you both feel it, but for different reasons.
It's getting worse.
Is it worse than the previous one? Less than?
Well, you're further away from the source of it, so you can't really tell.
Gonna keep happening, though.
Yeah.
Right, let's... Go on.
Yeah, I mean, we can stake the place out if you want to. It never seems to be empty, though, because we've been there late at night, early in the morning. So...
Well, we don't actually know what time it is. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's...
Could be in the middle of the day right now.
It's apparently true. 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always 5 o'clock in Scotland.
Let's not spread those stereotypes around.
I think it's okay if it's someone in Scotland spreading the stereotype. I could be wrong about that.
I mean, if you want to just...
Spend a couple hours staking it out. If it doesn't clear, we'll go to the general goods store, see if we can dig up anything there.
Yeah. Okay, give me an insight check.
Insight, okay.
Well, I'm getting tired of giving you perception checks campaign-wise, so let's do insight.
Natural 20.
17.
Okay. It's a saloon door, but it could very well be a revolving door. Lots of townsfolk frequent the saloon. They don't stay, for the most part, more than 5 minutes each. They go in. They have a drink, they leave again.
I'm counting as people are coming in and out, because we knew there was 5 in there, minus her.
Yeah, after about maximum 10 minutes, and you're guessing a little bit here, the original 5 that were in there have all left.
And there's another dozen, half dozen in there.
The numbers that are in there vary, because they don't seem to be showing up on a specific schedule. But no one stays for very long.
Is there any point within, say, 2 hours where there's no one in the bar?
Where there's no one in the bar?
Other than her.
Let's say, yeah.
You want to send you and the wolf in, and I can guard the door.
Perfect.
Okay. I'll stand outside the doors.
I go in with Shepherd.
Well, welcome back. What can I do for you? I think I might have more of that gruel if you actually want it. Probably not.
Cut the BS. Can I say a different word?
Barbra Streisand?
I can say the real word if you want.
Bachelor of Science?
Oh, Bachelor of Science. I've got one of those.
Cut the BS. You lied to me.
You're right. I don't have any more gruel.
In 10 seconds, you're going to tell me the truth. Or this wolf, as you say, is such a good boy, is going to rip your throat out.
Okay.
What's making like people sick? What's making people sick? You know something. You may not know exactly what it is, but you know something.
Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
She tries to cast a spell on you. You feel it wash over you. Like, your movements become a bit more sluggish, but then you shake it off.
Wrong answer, love.
Is this going to be a roll initiative situation?
I would like to roll for initiative.
It's a shame you left the barbarian outside.
Well, who knows if
it's saloon doors.
If I hear a lot of shouting, would I be given a chance to eventually run in?
He's keeping guard at the door.
That's true. I know. Never mind.
It's hard like he's on the other side of the country.
I know. I'm just kidding. DM's discretion.
Bonk, give me an initiative roll, though.
Hey.
Because when you come in, you're going to come in in the initiative.
Cool. 17.
16 for Vex.
Oh, dang it. Hold on.
That's another situation where Vex isn't going first.
I know.
I went into my app and I removed the players that aren't here. Mm-hmm. But I accidentally clicked on Vex also. So let's try this again. Punk got a 17, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Shepard got...
Shepard got a 6.
He's still thinking that she said he's a good one. And Vex got...
16.
So the guy who's not there is going to go before the one who's there.
Hold on.
Quick question. Do I know what you tried to cast on me?
It tried to hold you in place.
Hold
so this. You, the player, would know it, but I don't know if Vex would know it.
Vex wouldn't know it, but I know what it was. Okay. No, that's fine. Son of a... All right. Wrong answer. Which, by the way, just to point that the whole ripping the throat out, that was all bravado. I would never have done that to her unless she actually did something really bad, which this is.
You tried to do an intimidate check, and she did what she does when she's intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to start this off. That's weird. Because you rolled... Oh, I know what was going on. I put in manual numbers and you have a higher modifier for your initiative.
Mine's just +3, yeah.
Yeah. So the numbers I put in were without modifiers. According to this app.
All right, okay.
Let's try this again. Reset encounter, yes. You know what? Forget it. It's actually saying Vex and Ponk are tied for initiative, but Vex is going first because he has a higher dexterity.
That's fine. That makes more sense.
That makes sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
Vex, it's your turn. What do you do?
Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
I want to shoot an arrow, but it more of it be a warning shot.
You are standing just on the other side of the bar from her.
Okay.
You're about 2 feet away.
So I'm in melee. Okay. Can I use my dagger? And can you jab it into her shoulder?
You can try.
I'm going before, so I get advantage. 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
It's 1d4 plus a d6 for Hunter's Mark. So that's 6 plus... That's 9 points of, that'd be, what, piercing for dagger?
Okay.
And I just want to try and pin her to the bar. Or pin her to the wall with a dagger.
Okay, now the wall behind her is full of bottles.
Oh, right, okay.
They don't take pinning very well.
That's fine.
So you're trying to shove her down onto the bar with a dagger in her shoulder?
Yes, that works better.
Okay. I will allow this attempt, but that's going to have to be... We're going to use kind of grappling rules for that, so give me an athletics check.
Okay. Plus... What is my athletics? Plus 4. Cool. Okay. 14.
So you shove this dagger into her shoulder. She doesn't appreciate that. And you push down, but she's kind of strong. And you can't pin her to anything.
Okay.
Second attack.
I'll go with the scimitar. And just kind of slice up into her other shoulder.
Okay.
Uh, 17 to hit.
That hits.
2d6. That's actually less damage than what I just did. 3, 7 points of slashing. That's why a +1 skim. That's really bad.
Okay. So you give her 2 cuts. And now it's Ponk's turn.
My instincts say to stay and guard the door because he knows someone's going to come in behind us and make the fight more interesting. But I had a feeling you're going to need my help beating her up. So
you haven't heard anything inside.
I haven't heard anything inside.
Well, nope, I didn't shout.
Okay, then I'm going to stay
right out in pain.
Okay, then I'm going to stay right where I am. Then so basically just holding my.
Okay. Okay, Parm says, that's not bad. My turn.
She's getting a bad Yelp review, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you slash one shoulder, and you stab the other one with a dagger. Your mm-hmm. hand is still holding the dagger that's in her shoulder, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. She reaches up with one hand and grabs the wrist of the hand that's holding the dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And then her other arm hits you and wraps around you. And wraps around you.
What?
It's basically like a Mr. Fantastic move.
Yeah.
Her other arm is turned into a tentacle.
Oh, no.
But you're positioned kind of awkwardly. So she's not able to wrap it around you. You're able to back up and you let go of the dagger in the process. It's still sticking out of her shoulder, but you're able to get back before it does any damage to you.
Oh no.
She swings again and gets a nat 20.
Okay.
I'm liking these new dice I've got.
I don't...
18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Damn.
And give me athletics or acrobatic check.
Surprisingly, I'm a ranger. Athletics is actually better. 16.
Okay, so it hits you hard, but you manage to twist so that it doesn't wrap around you. And for her movement, she jumps up onto the bar as you've backed away somewhat in an attempt to get away from her and her odd appendage. Which, by the way, give me an insight or perception check. I don't care which.
Perception's better, so perception. 16.
You've seen this type of tentacle before. Something with a very similar tentacle is currently a bloody pulp in the cave system below.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd's turn.
Okay. I just realized Shepherd didn't get to do his bite on my turn. That's fine. Alright. So he's going to take a bite attack on her. Is he within 5 feet of me?
Okay.
Is he within 5 feet of me?
I'm assuming that he's by your side unless otherwise stated.
Okay, cool.
There's no one in here giving him treats, so there's nothing that's distracting him otherwise.
That's a 17 to hit. Have to get in there.
That's a hit.
13 points of piercing and a DC 12 strength saving throw or knocked prone.
That's an 18 on the die.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Bonus action. I would like to shout, Ponk, get in here.
Oh, you could have done that at any point. Yelling is a free action.
Oh, okay.
I've seen too many DMs that work for Wizards of the Coast allow their players to say things at any point in combat, so I'm going to do the same thing.
All right, well, I would have said that the second she grabbed around me.
Well, that would have been after Ponk's turn anyway, but...
Yeah.
Okay. I held my move.
Ooh, that's right.
He did.
So we're still in the first round, right?
We are at the top of round two, and I don't know how to change initiative scores in this.
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's fine. Because I was going to say, could I go once, and then beginning of the second round, go again, but that's
fine.
For
simplicity's sake, I'm going to say, no, let's just finish this combat.
That's fine. Okay.
It might not end well for you, but it will finish.
That's fine.
How far away from her now at this point?
I would say you're about 5 feet away.
So if I back up, she'll get an attack on me?
Yes.
I'm going to take two swings with the scimitar.
Okay.
First two is an 18.
18 hits.
10 points of whatever type of damage.
Slashing.
Slashing. Second is a lots, way more than 18. Seven points of slashing, and Shepard's going to take his bite.
By the way, how many points of damage did you take again?
I took 8.
You took more than 8.
18.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I knew it was in the high teens, but I didn't remember the exact number.
Oh, yeah, it was an 18.
Okay.
The number will haunt me the rest of my days with that. Jesus. Yeah, Shepard's going to take his bite. Which is all of math. Like 24.
That's a hit.
And 10 points of piercing.
Okay, Shepard takes her down. And by that I mean Shepard did his takedown attack. She's prone.
Yeah, she's prone.
She's up and kicking figuratively, not literally.
Ponk's turn. Thank God.
Hearing that his friends are in danger will send him into a rage with a capital R. As he comes in, is she now behind the bar on the floor?
Actually, yes, she would be behind the bar because Shepard
jumped. Wouldn't she be on the bar? All right, okay.
Down. Okay. Then he would like to, as he's coming in, would like to jump and leap over the bar and try to land behind the bar.
Okay.
Athletics roll? Or acrobatics?
Acrobatics or athletics?
Let's do athletics.
Because you have advantage on those.
Got it. 18.
You jump over the bar and look cool doing it.
Okay.
She's a pro and you have advantage.
You're not opening your mouth to smile because it's not your style. You're opening your mouth in a mighty gnomish battle cry. And in the process, one of your teeth goes ding.
I love it. And I may still attack.
But yeah, that's just your movement.
Okay, just making sure. Then he would like to pummel her in the face with the can opener.
You have two attacks. I do. You have advantage.
I do.
I'm wondering if I should have you roll at disadvantage because there's a large wolf in the way.
That's true. That would only be fair.
Yeah, roll disadvantage because you're trying to not hit the big fluffy puppy.
So with the advantage, would that just make it a normal roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Advantage and disadvantage cancel each other out.
Then that would be a 24 to hit.
Yeah.
All right.
You smack her in the face.
Wait, hold on a second. Is it D6?
Which I would feel bad if she wasn't part monstrosity and also trying to kill you.
I'd be a 4 damage on that one. And then I'm going to smack her again. Face. Only 12. I'm guessing I missed.
A 12 is a miss.
Alrighty.
Wait, but you did 4 damage?
That's all I got, yeah. Wait, hold on.
Magical mace.
Yeah. Hold on, that sounds wrong, though.
No, that's still wrong. 1d6 plus your modifier, plus 2 for raging.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a 5 minimum.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it would have been at least 5.
So you rolled 0?
Damage adjusted.
Nah, because I rolled a 1d6 plus... Oh, I should have been plus 3.
No, it should have been a plus 5 because you're raging.
Oh, that's true. Plus 5. All right, yeah, so minimum would have been 5 then. So.
Okay.
Minimum would have been 6 because 1 from a d6.
Okay.
Plus the 5.
All right.
I'm so confused. What happened?
Whatever, 5 or 6. You're right, probably 6, but okay. Yeah, you're right, at least a 6. So
Parm says, get out of my bar. And I need everyone to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Right.
Okay. Natural 20 for Vex. Shepard got a 14.
Do I have any kind of advantage of this?
You have advantage for dex checks for danger sense.
All right, only a 6 then.
So, hold on, what was Shepard's again?
14, because it was a... No? Yes, 8 plus 6. That's 14.
14 does not save. Punk, six, what's yours?
A 6 definitely does not.
Okay, well, that adds up pretty well. Well, not for you. Okay, so Parm casts a spell called Tidal Wave. She summons a wave of water 10 feet wide and 10 feet tall that starts behind the bar and pushes you back. Vex, because you made your save, you take 10 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
But and manage to keep your feet. Ponk and Shepard did not make their saves. They are both knocked prone and take 20 points of damage each.
So would I half that because I'm raging?
Raging only does bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
This is bludgeoning damage.
Oh, yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, so it's only 10 then?
You take 10. So Shepard's okay. The one that takes the brunt of this.
Shepard's on 4 health.
The ranger would like to rage. I'm sure.
I'm very tempted to take a point in Barbarian just so I can when this happens.
It's so much fun. Highly recommend it.
It's useless for me. It's all strength stuff.
However, she did this in a inside the bar. So Shepard and Punk are prone up against the wall near the door. She didn't actually push you out. Vex, if you had failed your save, you probably would have gone out the door. But you didn't fail. It's Shepard's turn.
Okay. He's gonna get up, half his movement.
Okay.
He's gonna go for a bite on her, because if he moves, he's gonna get attack of opportunity. So
he could disengage, but yes. Actually, no, because he's up against the wall, and it's a fairly large room. She pushed him away. She pushed him and Punk away.
Oh, so he did. Okay, so Shepard's going to back...
You're
going
in melee range at this point.
Shepard's going to back up to the back of the room.
He's already against the wall.
Already completely against the wall. Okay.
Yeah, that wave pushed him and Punk up against the wall. Matter of fact, some of that damage was probably because they hit the wall.
Okay, so then he's going to just go to the back, just stay at the back of the room and just stay there, get up. So that's half of his movement just from that. And he's just going to stay there, because he will die.
He's missing his hangover. He's having the worst day.
We're all having the worst day right now. Okay.
So that's Shepard's turn.
That's what Shepard's doing.
Time to avenge your puppy.
I know I'll do more damage at ranged, but if I take a big enough hit, I will die.
Give me... And what's your passive perception?
15.
Okay, you don't have to roll for this. Parm should be more beat up than she is. She's been bitten multiple times. She's been slashed and stabbed by you. She's been smashed in the face with a large... Well, the equivalent of a mace, but a monkey wrench. And she looks like she's taken a bit of a beating, but she should have... She doesn't look as bad as she should.
Oh, I'm already...
What are you hiding?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm already well understanding she's not human.
And you're not entirely sure some of the cuts you made are still open.
Where the hell is Ari when you need him?
He would do an arcana check and say, oh yeah, she's clearly this species from this...
Exactly.
And who exactly. Uses are X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Let's use this attack against her.
Although, to be fair, when you fought a troll, it was Vex that told Ari to cast a flame spell.
Would that, if I did a check on her, would it? Would that use up my action?
I'm not going to have you do that, no.
So I can do a check with it. Because did we actually know what the creature was down there? Did we ever discover that?
What creature?
Down in the mines that was writhing with the tentacles.
Oh, from what you gather from Ari, it was some creature from time immemorial, rumored to be from before there were gods.
Lovecraftian.
Dealing with one that's very much alive and okay. I want to book it. I really think we should book it.
You're the only one who has to disengage. Everyone else is already at range.
I would like to disengage.
Okay, as a ranger, you hit the disengage button, you jump backwards, and fall off the cliff.
Never done
fall
that
all
before.
All the way down Ice Crown Citadel.
13 years as a hunter, never disengaged off a cliff.
I've done that on purpose.
Oh, I've done it intentionally to like try and get somewhere, but never done it and died.
I did it to try to get an achievement for falling a certain distance and not dying.
I just jump off Orgrimmar for that.
It was an Alliance character, but never mind about that. You don't jump anywhere in Orgrimmar as an Alliance character and expect to live.
I want to disengage, and as I'm booking it out the room, say to him, grab Shepherd and run.
I'm still in combat though, aren't I?
You're prone against the front wall.
And get up.
She's behind the bar on the opposite end of the room.
So I have to roll to get up, right?
Or no, you just use half your movement to get up. You use half your movement to get up, that's it.
Okay, then I will do as he suggested and grab Shepherd and get the hell out of there.
Okay. You run out of the bar. Idly, you have the thought that none of you went through the giant plate glass window, and you feel like that was a faux pas. Like someone was supposed to go through it, but no one did. Because it technically was a bar fight.
And no one shot the piano player either.
No one shot. There wasn't a piano player. There was no one in there except her. And you didn't slide down the bar.
I know. That's the part I was really hoping for. But you that was going to actually be one of my attacks.
You did jump over it, and that's another cliche. So that's okay. Yeah. You got one of them down.
I'd consider trying to slide down the bar and try to hit her in the head as I went by. But
you could have been like, wait. Stay there, and then run to one end of the bar and then run into a slide. I always wanted to do this.
That was going to actually be my next attack. I was to try to do that.
We were not taking her.
No. All right, but now she's pissed off at us. So.
Oh, yeah. So
but now there's nowhere for her to hide.
Where do you
Sheriff.
Sheriff. Okay, you run to the sheriff's office. You okay?
No, and I cast Cure Wounds at second level on Shepherd.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you need to do something about your bartender. She's not human, and she's poisoning the people of this town.
Not human? What do you mean?
She's some kind of creature from beyond.
I know that Jean is Miss Jean is a little eccentric, but
she nearly killed my dog with a giant tidal wave, and she had me wrapped around with a tentacle arm. She's not human.
Do you have a local militia?
14 hit points back to Shepherd, so he's 18, by the way.
Yay, Team Shepherd. I'm checking something here.
I also give him some dirt, some jerky and another ration, because little puppy.
So you're going to have to give me a persuasion check.
Okay.
Because Parm is a trusted member of the community who's already been vetted by the previous sheriff, who everyone loved.
Ten.
Nine.
Look, I see that you've obviously had some fights recently, but I'm gonna need a lot more proof than some bruises that
if you go
didn't happen when I can see them before I believe that that someone like Jean, Miss Jean, has been poisoning anybody.
If you go over to the bar, you're going to find it dripping in salt water. You won't find that interesting down here in a mine that there was a tidal wave went through the bar and it's all soaked?
Fine. Let's check that out now.
There won't be anything there. She's a spellcaster. It'll be clear.
She'll have dried it up that fast?
From the strength she was doing on us, more than likely, yeah.
Sheriff Dante is walking towards the saloon.
Hold on, Barney Fife.
I follow, cast Cure Wounds on myself, second level.
Okay.
I'm out of second level spells.
Okay.
I rolled a 15, by the way.
Okay. You go into the bar, and Parm is there behind the counter. There's a couple patrons there. It is 100% dry. Well, no, if it was a dry bar, there wouldn't be any alcohol being served. Yeah. But you get the idea.
Yes.
I also no longer have a dagger, so there's that.
I'm not going to bother going back in.
But from Dente's position, you could have thrown the dagger anywhere. You could have.
No. I'm just letting you know I no longer have a dagger as well.
Okay. Sheriff, so nice to see you. It's a bit early for lunch, but I can get you your usual.
My hunter's mark was still active on her. What is hunter's mark?
What does hunter's mark do other than give you a bonus to damage and let you track things?
Advantage on a wisdom perception and wisdom survival check. Make to find it. So it lasts for an hour as well, so there's that.
The player would like to request that we pause and pick up later when we have the rest of the party with us, because we're either just going to get ourselves killed or we change and burn the place down now.
Where Obame is.
Right, but you said you don't want to NPC anybody. So.
Well, if we have to.
We need more than that. We need more than that. We need Ari.
Yeah, you'd have to NPC at least two people.
Yeah. Because Pong's not going to engage this person again without backup. It's not worth it. He'll just go sleep, you know, go sleep over with Ed and just sleep in his workshop or whatever until it's the next day when he has the thing fixed, because he ain't going back in that inn. I mean, he's going to get killed, so...
Okay, so Al, Sheriff Dante, gives you, the two of you, a knowing look and says, well, and takes his usual. He gives you a bit of a toast and downs his lunchtime drink. Wishes her a nice day. Escorts the two of you and Shepard out of the saloon.
The entire time he's doing that, I'm just staring at her.
She smiles and nods back to you.
No, we're gonna just not right now.
Look, you seem like nice people, really. You do. But you might want to consider taking Ed's train thing, whatever he calls that thing, back to the, I don't know, when he's ready to leave. I think he'll be leaving tomorrow morning, possibly.
Yeah, let's go stay over there, Vex, until tomorrow morning.
You want your turn to die? That's on you.
Yeah, I'm about to just...
Can I just walk?
Let's leave this place.
Nah, let's leave this place. I don't even say good day or anything. Before he even says to say good day, I just walk away.
I said good day, sir.
You get nothing.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Except for this fizzy lifting drink. Makes you belch a lot.
Awesome.
Pins you to the cave ceiling.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about her right now. So I'd like to just spend the night at Ed's and we'll sleep in shifts.
And Ed did offer that you could spend, that you could sleep in the train. He didn't care either way. But that was something that he said when you first got to Oregano, that it was going to be a day or two while he overhauls the train a little bit.
Gotcha.
He wasn't expecting to overhaul as much as he's had to, but still. You could spend the night in the saloon if you wished.
No.
When we get back to the train and the time it's taking for everyone to regather.
When you get back to the train, Fenix is there with Justice.
Yay!
Justice was not lost.
But we're still missing at least two people. Ari and Meepo. So, while we're waiting for those two, I would like to be reading over the old sheriff's journal to see anything that...
Oh, the wizard and the little lizard lady? Yeah, they're both in the train already. They're taking a nap.
God damn it.
I think it's time to go tomorrow morning.
No, we're dealing with her. She dies.
Yeah,
Because the sheriff doesn't want to deal with the problems of his town doesn't mean I'm going to let an entire town die because of one person's ignorance.
Oh, yeah, so no. Real.
Hunter's Mark is still up, right?
Hunter's Mark's still up for an hour.
It's getting closer.
Oh,
it's getting closer fast.
She's coming.
Who's coming?
Ed, you might want to get on the train and duck.
We need to go?
Yeah.
We can go now. Train's ready.
Let's go.
We're coming back.
Chugga chugga choo choo. Let's go.
Get us out of here, but we're coming back.
All aboard. Okay, so you all hop on the train. And remember, the train's name is the Dead Mouse. It starts up with familiar sounds from when you arrived.
Boots. I'm standing at the back with an arrow notched just in case I see her.
Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and boots and pants and boots and pants. Okay. So you know she is really, really close, but you do not see her yet. And then you realize... You're in a cave. And you look up.
I was just thinking that I look up.
How do I want to do this?
Oh, don't say that to someone. That's the worst thing you can say to someone.
That wasn't evil at all.
That's what you see when you kill a monster.
In the end, we were the monsters.
I'd agree with that.
Like the one thing we... Wait, are we the bad guys?
Yeah.
We got skulls on our uniforms. Are we the bad guys?
Oh, well, we are called murder hobos, so there's that.
I thought you were called Team Shepherd.
Oh, yeah, we're Team Shepherd, aren't we? We changed that after the episode, like episode 3.
Yeah.
We were going to be murder hobos, and then we decided Team Shepherd.
The epically high-level wizard has a thing against murder hobos, so you wisely decided not to call yourselves that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say wisely. It's a great name.
Yeah. I was going to draw t-shirts and everything.
Yep.
I would say Rock Falls and everyone dies, coming. But we're already very close to that point anyway.
So, I see her above us, and she's doing something. Can I launch the arrow? Because I was prepped for her.
Go ahead and give me an attack roll. A 20 is a hit.
Hunter's Mark is still up. Eleven points of piercing damage.
She takes the arrow as she's jumping down onto the train. Now, where were you on the train?
The very back.
That's an engine. There's an engine on both sides. There is no caboose for this. Yeah. There's an engine on the front and the engine on the back.
Well, I was at the back just at, so I could see down. So I don't know
you
what the train looks
that,
like.
But
so
you have to be on top.
And I was on top of the train.
Okay. So you shoot an arrow at her as she jumps down onto the train. Does the superhero landing? Then stands up. And just smiles at you.
Let's dance.
Punk, where are you?
Inside the train. Getting ready to leave. I thought we're already on our way. So the train is moving.
The train's moving.
The train is moving. Vex is on top of the moving train, fighting Harm, who was also
he probably doesn't know she's.
Train.
He probably doesn't know she's there yet.
No, I know, because I shot an arrow.
No, I'm saying I don't know.
Yeah, Punk won't know.
She's there yet, so.
Although, would you have heard the thump of her landing?
That's a very good question. Punk, give me a perception check, considering that you do have to hear her over the train.
Yeah. An 8.
You just hear boots and pants and boots and pants.
Yeah. I'm pleasantly being rocked to sleep, probably. Because who doesn't like that song?
Can I roll for Shepherd hearing it?
Go ahead.
His perception is +17.
Okay, so Shepherd goes to the back door of the passenger car and scratches out like he needs to go out. Whines a little bit.
It's going to be tough to do, boy.
I love this game. This is the best game.
Let's dance, woman.
Okay. Her arm goes Eldritch Horror again. She takes a swing at you. That's a 9.
Mess.
Oh, but that's a 13.
Mess.
Okay. Give me a dexterity save.
Natural 1.
Okay. So, I'm not going to kill you. Not at this point.
Would you have killed me if you weren't being nice?
No, I honestly would not kill you for this. Not this early in the combat anyway, but you are fighting on top of a train.
Yep, that's what I expected by a natural one.
And you just dodge 2 attacks. So I'm going to say you lose your balance and fall prone because you are on top of a frickin' moving train. However, Punk, give me an additional perception check.
Alrighty. 18.
So you couldn't hear Parm landing, but that thump and seeing the top of the train move in a little bit in a sort of vex-shaped indentation, that you notice.
Like Looney Tunes. All right. All right. I'm heading, I guess, towards the, is there like a hatch or something at the, in the, in the
There's
car?
There's a door in front and a door in the back.
Okay.
Shepherd, the back.
Okay. Then I let the door out and let Shepherd out. He's not going to be able to do anything though. He can't climb. But open that door and I'll go out to the back, I guess, where, is there like a little area
Shepherd's
to stand or something? Or?
Shepherd's parkour. His acrobatics are really good.
I'm going to say that you have seen Shepherd jump this high before.
So, see, I'm picturing us at the end of the train.
The engine is like an additional car.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
So you're at the space in between.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
And it's a
little
railing.
Okay. Then what I want to do is see if I can grab Shepherd under one arm. And then
Shepherd jumps up.
Okay, whatever. It's a moving train, though. So if he jumps up in a moving train, is he guaranteed to land forward? Guess so.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to throw you back into the same initiative order we used previously to save time.
Okay.
And we're at the point where it would be Shepherd's turn because he goes after Parm. Okay. Shepherd does a flying leap. He does a vertical leap. You're kind of impressed with this. He sort of scrabbles for this palsy a little bit to get up over the edge of the top, but he actually manages to get up behind Parm, and that was his movement. Is there anything he...
All of it?
Well...
He's directly behind her.
He's directly behind her in melee range. Is there anything you would like him to do?
Is anyone in within 5 feet of him?
Parm.
I get that advantage. No, anyone else? Any of us?
I'd say that you're just outside of, just outside of 5 feet because Parm's between the two of you.
Punk's too
how
short.
How tall are you?
Like 3 feet something.
Then yeah, you're too far away.
Okay. Don't screw me, dice. 17.
That's a hit.
Twelve piercing. DC 12.
I was gonna ask you if it was 12. I thought I remembered properly. And that's a con save?
Strength
save. That's not a bad modifier, but no, that's not enough. He knocks her down from behind. He wipes the smile off of her face with the roof of the train.
That's my puppy.
It's your turn. You're laying prone next to Parm, who is laying prone. With a wolf on her.
So if I get up half my movement, if I move back 15, she won't get an attack opportunity because she's prone. Oh, but wait, I'll get disadvantage of my shots. Okay, so I'm going to do two attacks with the scimitar melee range. And then I'll back up 15 feet. Yes?
You can try that.
Okay, advantage because she's prone. Scimitar is plus 7, so 18 to hit. Hunter's mark is still up. 7 plus 4, 11 points of slashing. Second strike. Natural 20.
Alright, roll that double set of dice. And that's with the scimitar again, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So 6, 11, 13.
Oh, wait a minute. You stood up?
Half my movement.
Okay, remember, she's still prone.
Yes.
So are you rolling with advantage?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I got a natural 20. One was a 4 and the other was a natural 20.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
LSK.
I know how difficult these stats are that you're fighting against, so I really want to make sure that you're using the abilities you have available to you.
17 slashing damage. And then I back up 15 feet, which is half my move. And Shepard will also get a bite attack. So Shepard will get a bite attack as well.
Okay.
Natural one, so nothing happens.
He tries to bite her, but she's moving. Okay. Ponk, it's your turn.
I rolled a natural 20 and a natural one. One after the other.
Ponk, is there is a ladder
that's
right next to you, so you don't have to do parkour. You can climb up the ladder.
Right. Climb up the ladder. Now she is...
Would you like to do anything?
Hold on a second. I want to see what I can see first. She is prone now? Still?
She hasn't gone yet. So yeah, she's prone. She's laying on her stomach with a wolf on her back and a very upset half-elf that is on the other side of her compared to you.
Okay. So if I try to attack her, I'm going to have to avoid a very angry wolf.
But remember, she's prone, so that's just a normal attack.
Yes.
Okay.
Advantage and disadvantage are canceling each other out at this point.
Okay. Not only will I rage, I will frenzy because I'm so pissed at seeing this D back here.
You get 3 attacks.
Exactly. So he's just going to just scream, just, you shouldn't have come back, and rush over, and he's going to attempt to hit her with the cano. I got a natural 20 plus a 6, so it's a 26.
That's a hit.
Okay.
And then some.
All right.
So, was it 2D? What's your damage die?
Plus is a 1D6, so you're going to roll 2D6.
Okay.
Then add all of your applicable modifiers.
Okay.
2D6 plus that.
16.
Yeah. Damage.
She notices that.
Okay. And I'm going to hit her again. 23 to hit.
Is that a natural 20 or no?
No. That was a 17 plus a 6. So.
Okay.
12 damage. And then I should get a third attack because I'm frenzying, correct?
Yes.
Can I just glare at her?
Hit her!
This is a 12. I miss, right?
Oh, yeah. 12 is a miss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. It is Parm's turn. She gets up. I need a dex save for Shepard, because he was on her back when she got vertical.
Mm-hmm. And natural 20, so 26 total.
Okay.
I love this purple dye. It's giving me all my nat 20s tonight. Mwah!
So he falls off her back, but he doesn't fall off the train. Oh, I forgot. Ponk, give me a dex save.
Right.
Remember, you have advantage of those.
Yeah. 16.
Okay, yeah, you stay upright. Vex, with your passive perception, you notice that one of her wounds closes up right in front of you.
Oh, God.
So we're fighting the T-1000.
Mm-hmm.
She has regeneration.
Yep, but we don't have fire or radiant damage to close on. Couldn't have gone Zealot Barbarian. God.
If I had a way to have a fiery weapon, I'd burn this witch.
So how is she looking other than the bits regenerating? Does she look hurt at all?
She's hurt. She's taking damage.
She's just also regenning it on her turn.
She's regenning it, and you're not entirely sure she's taking all the damage you're giving.
Oh, because we don't have magical weapons yet. My scimitar, she was probably taking that.
She's been taking full damage from your scimitar.
Yeah, I was going to say, scimitar's about it.
Okay, let's do this. Everyone give me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Another one?
Oh, roll off the
table. Yeah, this is because he's casting a spell.
Gotcha.
Okay, five. 20 for Shepard. And 17 plus 6, 23 for Vex.
She's going to cast Ice Storm. A hail of rock-hard ice pounds the ground, or in this case, the top of a train, in a 20-foot radius, centered on a point within range. Each creature in that cylinder must make a dexterity saving throw. The creature takes 2d8 bludgeoning damage and 4d6 cold damage on a failed save, or half as much damage on a successful one. 11 points of bludgeoning damage, or 5 for those who made the save.
Okay.
Having that, or still 11 for the bludgeoning?
Yeah, you're taking...
So you take half anyway.
Okay.
But if you made the save, you'd have taken a quarter.
Yeah, right. Okay. Guess so still 11 of that, then.
And for the cold damage, that is going to be... 10, 16 points of damage.
Shepard's unconscious.
So Shepard fails his dexterity save because he's unconscious. He rolls off the back of the train and onto the platform between the passenger car and the engine.
Oh! The wizard just showed up.
I'm having...
Can we take a quick break to stall?
Can I go into the toilet really quick?
Yeah.
I want to keep going, but I really need to go to the toilet.
Let's take
five. Okay. All right. Be right back.
Hey, this is Crash. Just stepping in real quick. We're going to get to the dramatic conclusion of this particular episode, which is also the dramatic conclusion for the whole Rock Salt Falls, Everyone Dies story arc in just a little bit. But wanted to jump in during the whole little break that we took as some people were arriving and getting set up to just give a shout out. There is a podcast called Risks and Rewards podcast.wordpress.com. There will be a link in the show notes for this episode to their episode 5, which was titled Vialed, Vialed Vest, which is the inspiration for a lot of what's been going on in the story arc. There's a lot that I still made myself, but there's a lot of content in there that I adapted for. The Risks and Rewards podcast is kind of neat in that they come up with a one-shot adventure for a variety of genres every time they come out with an episode, and they release a PDF file along with their podcast that covers the basics for background for characters, what the environment's like, what the puzzles and stuff are, what things the adventurers need to get through, and possible rewards for completing the tasks that are set out for them. So it's great for one-shot building. I, of course, didn't do this as a one-shot. Here we are in episode 4 of, well, part 4, rather, of Rock Salt Falls, Everyone Dies. And I haven't covered a significant portion of what was in what they made for the one-shot. Lo and behold, player characters do what they want to do, so they didn't encounter everything. So even if you've listened to these, there are some secrets that are kind of spoilery that are mentioned in the PDF file that you check out. One last thing before we go back into the adventure. I don't really advertise this that much. I mean, I talk about it on Twitter. My handle is TheArcGuyPlays on Twitter. I talk about it there, but otherwise I don't really like pay for advertising for anything like this. This is a very small operation. So if you like these episodes, by all means, please share it with others. Give me a retweet or share a link to this podcast with a friend. If you like the sense of humor or the adventurousness or the darkness that's going on in these episodes, I would love to see a listener base build these episodes. That would be really cool. We're not making any money off of this. We're not selling any products. I have started putting an ad or two for the podcasts made by the players of this particular campaign, but I'm doing that because I enjoy their participation in the game. So that's it. We're going to go right back into the episode and continue the combat. Thank you for listening.
It's Shepard's turn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Shepard's turn.
Death saving throw?
Death saving throw.
The cavalry might be coming.
9. It's a failure on the first.
That's only one failure.
See, if this wasn't the second campaign that I ran with Vex and Shepard, I don't think I'd be reacting like this to the puppy.
You would not be as emotionally invested.
Yeah.
Okay, you hear a voice from below and says, "Hold on, I gotcha. Who's a good boy?" And
oh, man.
That's a really low roll. However,
one hit still plus point 5 is all it needs.
And it just so happens that Obame's Cure Wounds is a plus 5, so 7 hit points.
Buffy.
Shepard's up and moving, but being physically restrained from jumping up higher and trying to attack again.
Shepard's staying down there.
Oh, Shepard doesn't want to stay down there, but Obame is holding him back.
Yeah, thank God. Okay.
Some lights shoot up from the side, from out the window, and hit Parm, and she takes some damage.
Which one was it, Ari or Meepo?
I hit him, Mr. Ari.
I just shout, "Thanks, Meepo!"
Vex, it's your turn.
Okay. Pest. Okay, what's the best way to do this?
I suggest not dying. That's the best way.
Right, okay. I'm going to...
Hello, hello?
Hello.
The cavalry's right. Here.
The cavalry's arriving. I'm going to run at her with my scimitar.
Okay. That's I need a deck save right off the bat for you to make this movement.
That's fine. Plus 6. Okay, you are going into dice jail, mister.
So,
natural 1.
The elf fails a deck save.
Natural 1 deck save.
Yep.
Second. Oh.
My second natural 1 deck save. And that dice is now in jail and never getting it again.
I'm going to keep Vex in suspense for just a little bit to say, hello, Matt. Welcome.
Hello.
How was the trip? How was the bowling?
You're a horrible person.
The bowling was okay. The high school team came in 5th. I am ready whenever you are. Insert me wherever. If you want me to roll initiative, I can.
This app puts you in initiative order right after Punk.
Oh, okay.
So I can't come back. I don't know how it works.
Okay, no worries.
If I want to cite MST3K, and I want to cite MST3K. Okay, so Vex, you rush forward, but you're on a moving train car, so you roll the natural 1.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, I'm just be honest with it. I'm just laughing at what Logan wrote. Instead of joining voice chat so he can actually play, but never mind about that. Give me a second dex save.
Okay, different dice. Come on. Papa needs a new set of legs.
He's gonna need them.
Son of a... Natural 3.
Okay.
9 in total.
So... you fall prone, and this is a very fast-moving train. You slide forward, you slide past Parm. Oh, by the way, the bartender's name is Parm E. Jean.
You are horrible.
Her last name is spelled J-E-A-N.
I even threatened to burn down the town that's made of stone.
It's not made of stone.
Well, that was some bad lag.
Okay, well, she gets an attack of opportunity because you're sliding past her, but I rolled a 4 on the die. So
that's a miss.
She swings and a miss, and you go over the side, and you land next to Shepard. You are prone, and you take 2 points of falling damage.
Okay.
Punk, you are the only person on top of this train car other than Aboleth Arm Lady.
I just realized I actually had inspiration. Damn it, I'll use it. I'll use it if I need it next time.
Yeah, I think I might have an inspiration, actually.
I think we all do.
People don't tend to use their inspiration when I give it to them.
I keep forgetting.
Well, save it for when I need inspiration.
Like when you're about to fall off a train.
Like, yeah, for I an forgot. Epic moment.
So, welcome, Logan, to the group.
Hi.
Yes. Could he make his own entrance from below?
He could make the attempt, but it's not his turn, it's yours.
I can make any entrances.
All right. Using my inspiration, I would like to... am I in her or in front of her?
You are... she has turned to face you. She turned around as Vex slid past her.
Okay. I'm going to take the can opener in two hands and say, batter up. And I'm going to smack her in the face and to just knock her backwards off the train.
With the gnomish four.
Yes.
So give me an attack roll. All
right. 26, including a natural 20.
Nice. Okay, so here's how we're going to do this. First, let's get the damage out of the way. Give me a damage roll.
First attack is an 11. 11 damage.
Did you roll 2 dice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not your first natural 20 of the night, is it?
No. No. I think it's actually second. Think
so. Second.
You're second against this person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And then with my next attack, I mean, if I am just going to just keep just attempt to knock her backwards the air and off the train.
You were specifically trying to knock her back.
Okay. Okay.
So
all right. Cool.
What I'd like you to do is give me, and you've got advantage on this because you're not just raging, you're frenzying.
Mm-hmm.
But give me an athletics check that I can roll against.
Okay.
Yeah, I rolled a 10. And that's not including her modifier, but there's a modifier. Not that great. not that good a modifier. Okay, so she goes back. I'm going to roll dex save.
It's better than my 0.
Okay, so she reaches out and tries to catch on to the engine. And doesn't quite connect. She doesn't quite get a grip on it. She kind of, you ever try to grab something that someone has thrown to you and instead of grabbing it, you knock it away?
Yeah.
Yes.
She kind of does that.
I think we've all done that.
Yeah. Well, we don't always admit it, but yes. She kind of does that, but with the train engine. And she goes up, bangs off the ceiling of the cave, and then goes down.
Good.
I do believe she's hurt.
So, and
she may have taken some damage from that.
So now the train is moving away from now. Right? The train is still moving forward and she goes back.
Vex?
Hi.
It's not your turn yet, but just so you know, Hunter's Mark is still up.
Yep.
And it's not receding.
She's still alive.
It's not... You're not gaining distance.
Okay, so she's hanging on to the train or something.
Well, Vex knows this.
Vex knows this.
He's prone.
Probably with a concussion.
He's prone in a distance away from you. You've seen her go over the edge.
Goodbye.
Ari, it's your turn.
All right, where am I? What am I seeing here? Am I
You're
still
in
inside?
Train car watching your protege hang out a window to throw magic missiles at something and cheering.
Magic missile.
It's good army training.
Builds character.
Crap, I run out of mana.
Oh, I think this might cause, might be some time for some spells. All right. I can't see, I guess I can only see Meepo and Obame. Or no,
and,
I'm sorry.
And Fenix.
Fenix, okay.
You see Obame is holding Shepard because Shepard was trying to jump up on top of the car again. He was already up there once.
Yeah. I don't think I want to go up there. I didn't hear or see where the tentacle lady landed.
You haven't even seen the tentacle lady. You just heard some thumps and screams and yells.
Okay, then I will investigate what's going on.
So what are you doing?
Well, I'll leave the compartment I'm in, trying to head towards wherever this commotion is taking place.
Okay.
If that requires a double move, I will do so. At this point, I need a target. Otherwise, my spells ain't going to do much good.
Okay. So let me paint the picture for you. There is one passenger car. It's a combination diner, sleeper, passenger, whatever. You step out the back door. You are on a small platform that is now quite crowded because there's a wolf, a dwarf, and a half-elf already there. The half-elf
these
is
are,
prone.
These are people I recognize, I hope.
Oh, yeah. It's Vex. Vex is laying on his back, and he looks very upset. It's a mixture of concern for Shepard and unbridled rage, apparently at the assailant. There is a ladder that heads up. And in front of you, as you go through this door, is the engine car. One of the two engine cars for this train.
Okay. This point, I would say let's try to climb up and see what's going up on the roof, since that seems where all the commotion is coming from.
You find Ponk looking as happy as he's ever been since you've met him.
Clearly in his element.
A little bit of the ultraviolence.
Ponk, is everything okay up here?
I just beat down a witch. I'm not sure if she's gone yet.
Was she a good witch or a bad witch?
Oh, she was a bad witch.
So where are her pockets that we can rifle for loose change?
And I point to the back of the train. I think I knocked her off.
Well, then we can't rifle through her pockets for loose change.
Can I yell because free action, yeah?
Yeah.
She's still there. She's still attached.
All right.
I can't see her.
It.
Wait a minute. I can see lots of things. I got a robot eyes. What are my robe eyes spotting? Is she invisible, ethereal, astral, something?
She's crazy.
She's made out of wood?
Or is she clinging? Well, she might be clinging to the side, in which case then I can't really see her.
Yeah, you see a train engine.
Yeah.
She's like the wind.
No, wait. Give me a perception check.
Well, I get advantage on those now, thanks to my magical eye robe. Oh, and I'm trained in it. I'm not quite as good as the half elf, but I'm not horrible at it either. All right. Perception is a +4 with advantage. And we'll take the 19 over the 9, so that will then go to 23.
You see a scene out of Indiana Jones, only the part of the whip is played by a giant tentacle arm.
Ah.
Swinging out over the engine. catching on to some thing or other that's sticking out of the... It's a gnomish contraption. There's always bits and bobs sticking out everywhere.
So she's barely holding on.
But she's climbing her way towards you.
Cast fireball!
I'm tempted, believe me. But lightning bolt, which is what I have memorized, might be a better shot here, because if she's not near anybody, fireball might hurt the engine. Lightning bolt is narrow.
Remember that this train runs on Gear Grinder Special.
Alcohol. Fireball bad. Lightning fireball bolt bad.
Yes.
Very bad, very, very bad.
Blow everything up.
Lightning bolt, which is a lot more narrow, might be a better option here.
He rolls a one, hits the whole gear engine, and blows us up.
He doesn't have to roll.
I don't have to roll for lightning bolt, exactly. It's a fire and forget. Am I going to be able to cast in this position that I'm in on the ladder?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Then let's let loose a bolt of electricity at her. And let's see if that dislodges her from the engine.
I'm going to say it would be bad DMing if we were like, oh, yeah, get in the channel. Join us. And then said, nah, you can't do anything.
So she will make a dexterity saving throw of DC 15, I believe.
Is that greater or less than a 6?
Yeah, that's... Greater than my number is greater than 6. So let's find me some 6-sided dice and see what that lights up her life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need one more.
She needs a dryer sheet that she can rub over her hair to get it back under control.
All right. Let's see. 6, 6, and 6 is 18. There's 2 for 20, and then we got 3, 6, 9 for 29, and 4 is 33.
She's bloodied.
Okay. Did that seem to hurt her excessively so? Or would that require a check?
No more than you would expect a lightning bolt to the face to affect somebody.
Okay. I wondered if the aberrational arm might be giving her some advantages. Clearly, it is not affecting her resistance to electricity.
She does have some abilities. One of them is she heals 10 points of damage at the start of her turn.
We need to find a way to stop that.
And you hear her say, my turn.
Hanging off the side of the engine.
Off the top. I don't think we can kill her. I think we just got to get her off the train.
Yeah.
So, you are not going to like this.
That's okay.
Thunderwave.
Oh, no.
Counterspell.
Did someone say Thunderwave?
Someone said Counterspell.
The Windseeker, actually.
She goes, what?
It was a Warcraft reference. Never mind.
No. Yeah. Now having played it, I missed it.
That's someone fine. Did say counterspell, though.
I will counterspell. Someone did say counterspell.
She casts a spell and nothing happens, and she looks a little confused.
That's my 2/3 levels, guys. I can't do any more for the day.
Okay. It's Shepard's turn. I see an Eric in the channel.
Yes, but Shepard can't do anything. He's
hi, guys!
Hey.
Shepard's not doing anything because he's on 7 health.
He wants to.
He really, really wants to.
But
maybe someone could kindly just put Shepard in the car.
Wait. Car.
Shepard's gonna... No, like I said, I don't think Shepard will even listen to X, so Shepard's going to do what Shepard's going to do.
Hey, Eric, you there?
I am, sir.
Do you happen to have a D20 on you? Shepard's going to try to get out of your grip. You've been holding Shepard back.
Okay.
Because he is too injured to fight this thing, but he wants to anyway.
Okay.
So I need you to give me an athletics check to see if you can keep Shepard from jumping into the fray. And
athletics or acrobatics?
I'm going to say athletics for Shepard for this. He's just trying to push.
I apologize for Shepard. I roll a 3. Six.
He makes it, and he jumps up on top of the engine and takes a big old bite.
Okay.
And I'll let you do the roll for that because it's your puppy.
Natural 20.
Good boy. Give me damage. She makes her save, by the way. She doesn't get taken down.
20 points of piercing.
Okay. So he bites off a significant portion of the tentacle arm. And she slips free, but then she grabs onto the engine with her other arm. Okay. Fenix, canonically, you're still holding a small kobold out a window?
I'm going to put the full kobold down.
Okay.
End the train.
Well, before you put her down, she fires off another batch of magic missiles. And exclaims that she got him again. She actually goes before you in initiative, so this works out very well. It's her, then you. So it is your turn now. You have set the kobold down. You put the candle back.
Can I go to where the tentacle monster is?
You can go out the back door. You might have to step on a dwarf or a half-elf.
Sure, dwarf.
Thank you, because the half-elf's almost dead.
Okay, so you try to step over Obane, but you don't quite manage to do it. But you do get through the door. And there is a ladder you can climb up.
Okay.
But you can't stand up all the way. You probably could stand up all the way at times, but then you would get brained by various low spots of the tunnel.
So, can I do anything, or do I have no turn, because I did that?
You used all your movement to get out the door and climb the ladder. Unless you got a ranged attack, you can't do anything else at this point.
Okay. I have a ranged attack.
You want to breathe fire at the engine that's powered by Gear Grinder Special?
No. I want to do something way better. Can I throw my dagger at it?
Sure.
I forgot you had a dagger.
I have a dagger and a great club. So, what do I roll for it?
Are you proficient in throwing daggers?
As a paladin? I don't think so.
Probably not.
And it's a dex weapon as well, so.
So, just give me a d20 roll and add your dex modifier.
That was an 18.
That's a hit.
Yeah, you have no dex modifier. And then it's 1d4 plus 1. Because the dagger has a plus 1 base.
So roll a d4 and add 1.
5.
Wow. Okay.
You do a small amount of damage to a very angry lady.
You're messing up a kind of wagon.
And that's your job. Vex, it's your turn.
A tear comes out of Fenix.
Ow.
I love this game so much.
Okay. Can I just, before I do anything, can I say, Owen, follow me up and climb up the ladder?
Let's go.
Okay, so you climb up the ladder.
and I take two shots at her head.
Okay, give me some rolls.
Getting what? Add. That's 8. So 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
And 22 to hit.
That is also a hit.
Okay, first is 12 points of piercing.
Okay.
And second, second is 14 points of piercing, reduced to 7.
She's got a couple arrows sticking out of her.
Eric, just so you're aware, I am at 8 health.
Understandable.
Punk, it is your turn. You're on the top of the passenger car. She's on top of the engine car.
Okay. Since he is in a frenzy, is he able to... Like, basically, he's going to try to run and jump over the gap between the
there is a rule for jumping
and the engine.
He can definitely try to do that, yes. And I'm loving this top of the train battle.
Okay.
We're hitting all the cliches for it. The only thing we haven't hit yet is... Oh, no, because she did smack her head on the...
Yes. Yes.
So did I.
We're hitting... No, you just fell. You didn't smack your head on the something low-hanging. She did that. She bounced off of the engine, went up, smacked the ceiling of the cave, and then went down again. So we're hitting every cliche other than... Oh.
My wagon.
Oh, no. But we can hit every cliche. I just remembered something. We can hit every cliche for top of the train battle.
I'm so excited by this.
I'm so excited by this.
Would this be athletics?
Yes.
Hold on. There is actually a rule for jumping. I'm trying to find it.
Yes, but it's already 10 o'clock recording time. So, let's...
Sorry.
19.
Give me this roll. You sail through the air, yelling your gnomish battle cry. Your speed is accelerated because you're jumping up on a moving train. So the train is moving faster underneath you once you jump.
I wasn't a physics major, but I can sort of figure some of this.
Your teeth sparkles again. You could probably get that checked.
Now, she has one tentacle, like still hanging on to something. That's the only thing that she's holding her on?
Her tentacle is not quite as long as it used to be, and she's holding on with the other hand at this point.
Okay. I would like to attack. He's like jumping and then try to slash with the scimitar, try to slash at her hand and cut her hand off.
Okay. Give me a roll.
So that she essentially has nothing to hold on to and flies back.
This isn't Star Wars.
24. Will that hit?
That's a hit. Is that a crit?
No.
Okay.
No, I wish it was. So 1d6 plus 5 is going to be plus 2 because I'm raging. Or actually plus 4. 12 damage.
That is... You know what? Yeah. You cut her hand off.
Good.
The hand goes bouncing off into the darkness.
And I'm hoping she goes flying off because she's not holding on to anything.
She stands up.
All right, so she can defy gravity as well, all right?
No, gravity's pulling her down onto the train.
Whatever the force of. She's not holding on to anything. Okay. Well, that's good. She's lost a hand anyway.
There is canonically a reason why she can do this.
Okay.
Oh, I know what she did.
The suction cups on the bottom of her feet.
You think you know. Vex, you think you know. I'll go into details after this.
Okay.
Because when this battle ends, we're coming to a resolution for this arc. Obame, your turn.
How are we looking on health points, guys?
8.
I have 8 as well.
How much health do I have?
You're at full.
You guys are all full.
Yeah.
You spent the day looking for Justice. You found Justice. Justice was a little hungry, but otherwise doing fine. So your mission's accomplished. You're in the best mood you've been for a while.
Describe to me my location of where I am compared to everybody else.
You are on the platform at the rear end of the car. At this point, you're one of the few party members that hasn't climbed the ladder.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and climb the ladder.
Okay. There's room for you at the top of the ladder, but you can't get onto anything else because everything on both cars, unless someone gets out of the way, you're not getting up off the ladder. But you can see what's going on.
Okay, is there anybody in my touch range?
Yes.
I'm assuming it's Vex.
Yes.
All right, Vex, I'm going to go ahead and cast third level Cure Wounds.
Oh, you're wonderful.
It's 20 points of healing coming back to you.
Oh, you're wonderful.
As a bonus action, who can I see?
The only person you cannot see, because you can look down and see Shepard. Actually, no, Shepard's on top of the engine, too. The only person you can't see is Meepo, because she's still inside the engine car. Not the passenger car.
Okay, so everybody else here is going from a mass healing word.
Can I have a bonus action?
Yep. You're gonna gain 9 points of life back. Or everybody else. So the beautiful puppy, if this gets on or if this is stacks on top of you,
Yep. Okay. I'm at 37 now, Shepard's at 16.
So in one round, Obame just became a solid contender for MVP.
Yep.
He's been AFK for most of this adventure.
The end of the match, though.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
MVP.
You're the Gandalf of this adventure. You've been gone for most of the time. You show up and you're epic. Although, to be fair, that lightning bolt did a lot more damage than I was expecting to have happen. That lightning bolt to the face was pretty good.
It knocked Shepard out.
Well, Shepard, get your ass back in there. Let's go. Let's go, Doc.
Shepard got back into it because you couldn't hold him back.
That's true. I failed on that one.
Yeah.
Can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Let's be honest. We couldn't stop him against the green dragon. I'm not going to stop him against a crazy tentacle monster either.
Okay. So, Ari, I said before that lightning bolt was exceptional. It did a lot more damage than I was expecting to have happen to this particular bad guy. Is there anything that you'd like to do to follow that up?
Can someone say to the tentacle monster that they are its father? And punch it off.
No,
I don't think you'd appreciate that much. But I get.
I also don't think punching off will actually knock her off.
Can someone jump at it?
They'll go with her. And
someone
die.
Might. Someone might. Don't worry.
I got a lot of things to throw at this thing, so
we're gonna have a new barbarian.
What, Punk just says, screw it, and just jumps off and I love you guys.
No, he wouldn't say that.
No, he'd say, screw you guys.
He says, this is why I'm jumping.
He'd flip you both off as he went over the edge.
I regret nothing.
The only thing I regret is pretty much everything from this point forward.
I was planning on killing you guys really, really much.
He'll do it. Gold with me.
He'll go fool Eric Cartman on a screw you guys. I'm going home.
He just jumps and throws a monkey wrench at Ari.
I just realized this train is the perfect place for you to use disengage.
Well, she wasn't happy with the lightning bolt, but I can't do that again. So we're going to downgrade this a little bit and try some acid in the face and see if that's as effective. Now that does require a roll, and that is a 12 on the die, plus, I think I have plus 7 on spell attack rolls, and I do. That is a 19 then.
That's a hit.
All right. She will take 4d4 acid damage this round, and then 2d4 next round.
Okay.
So let me roll my dice, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, and 4. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, 4 and 2 is 6, plus 2 is 8, plus 4 is 12.
All right, so here's what happens. If I wanted to do the boring way, I'd say, okay, you kill her, game's ended. But I'm going to add a little bit of flavor to this. If you recall from your trip here, the entire trip was not underground. There were some parts that were above ground, and there was one part where you were airborne for a considerable amount of time, to which Meepo went, "Wee!" and enjoyed it immensely. As you cast this arrow at her, and it does a ton of damage, not Meepo, at Parm, that's when suddenly you're hit with daylight. And you sort of squint a little bit because you've been in a dark cave and now you're not anymore, so it's a little annoying. If you didn't have your robe, you'd have a bit of trouble seeing. But Parm takes it a bit harder. She looks up and she sees the sun and she goes, "Oh no." And she takes a ton of radiant damage.
Oh no!
And turns to ash.
Yes!
No!
And blows away.
I'm sad right now.
Timed it just so. Well, Bane has a bunch of radiant damage he could have been doing to her.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, I was going to suggest up there.
What did I say to you earlier, Tom?
What's that?
You should have been a zealot barbarian so we could do some goddamn radiant damage.
I know.
I could have used radiant damage. Oh, why am I healing you guys?
Because they were dying.
Everyone's on top of the train right now except for Meepo. So everyone give me a perception check.
Sixteen. 24. 17. 15. 13.
Okay, so Ponk's just enjoying the aesthetics of the bits of ash flaking away and going off on the wind. So he misses this. But everyone else got a 15 or higher. So as you look past the ex Parm Ijan, you see the area where you know Oregano is, or was. Because those tremors weren't something caving in. They were something breaking out. And you're a considerable distance away. Now, granted, it's only round 6 of combat. That's when you managed to kill her. And 6 seconds per round. So you haven't been traveling for that long, but the train moves very fast. So you're still a bit unnerved when you see the size of something breaking through the ground. And remember, Oregano was close to the coast. It's breaking through the ground and going off towards the ocean. It is incredibly, unfathomably large. You have never in your life seen a creature this size. Is or gargantuan in nature. Ari, you can go ahead and give me a history check if you wish. Anyone give me a history check to see if you know what this is. But you'll be at disadvantage except for Ari because Ari would have studied stuff.
Can I give a nature check if it's a creature?
Sure, go ahead.
Disadvantage or not?
Yes, because you don't go swimming in the ocean a lot as a ranger.
14 plus 7 is 21.
8.
Hey, so,
22.
You assumed when the dead Avalith spoke into your mind and said, "It wakes," that I was referring to the giant skeleton that you fought with the bumbling idiots.
Yeah.
Whom you then punished for their bumbling. No. The Avalith was referring to the Kraken.
Yay, Kraken!
We have really good Kraken.
You grab that crystal that you still have in Punk's portable hole. You released the Kraken.
Awesome.
Guys, we're going to need a bigger wagon.
Yeah.
Wait.
The paraphrase.
We destroyed the Oregano?
Yeah.
Oregano, if there's anything left of it, it's a smear.
So mission accomplished.
Yeah, pretty much.
My condolences. You do not have the ability to burn it to the ground.
The Kraken, on the other hand.
I'm the one that picked it up, so I'm okay with this.
You would have met the Kraken earlier if you had failed your saves at that waterfall.
Would it have been like Call of Cthulhu then? We'd have to make sanity checks?
It would have been sleeping at the time. You've just known that you were in the cave with something Leviathan in nature.
Gotcha. I run and attack its eye.
Oh, thank you everyone for coming tonight.
Yeah. I'm glad the cavalry showed up. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
I'm
so glad the cavalry showed up.
Sorry, yeah. Guys.
All I did was throw a dagger at this thing.
Yeah, you know what? So, it helped.
Yeah. Harm was challenge level 10.
And we tried to two-man that.
And now she's graded, Parm.
It's great.
You are listening to Words of Jen, where I read to you one piece of my writing in each and every episode. Bookofjen.net.